Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Brewers 360. Every day around this time on Wisconsin's Morning News, Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. It's a Monday. That means Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings and all-around Brewers knowledgeable man who is at the stadium more than anyone else I know.
It's a lot. That's a lot of time at the stadium when I think about it with this 10-game homestand.
All right, so another shutout. Not sure how to feel about this ebb and flow. They look so good so many days in a row, and then just to have a power outage again. What's your take?
It's a really weird weekend because the Brewers, something that I'd been begging for on my shows, is like, just give yourself opportunities. Odds are you're going to, you know, cash those in. Whereas, you know, Friday and Sunday, they went 2 for 19 with runners in scoring position. I mean, it's not about, oh my gosh, they were just absolutely dominated. They never had a chance. This guy just crushed them. No, they gave themselves plenty of opportunities, but the story of the weekend was not getting the big hit aside from Caleb Durbin's walk-off home run on Saturday. So I don't think that that's a reason to cause for alarm. The big thing that I'm taking away from this weekend series against the Padres, the Brewers are more in this wild card race than I think we give them credit for. I walked away from this series very underwhelmed by the Padres, and I know Manny Machado was fantastic. Like, there's no question that he won this series for San Diego. The other eight guys in that lineup, like, where were you? I mean, that's kind of where I feel the Brewers, as poorly as they played, they were in it until the final out all three games.
Winning 10 of their last 13, we had gotten accustomed to them coming up with that big hit and exactly. Getting timely pitching. And interesting enough, yesterday, Freddie Peralta, only 90 pitches, 6 shutout innings. As we know, we've been around baseball long enough where there's so much that's predetermined before the first pitch, regardless of what happens. But in that type of situation, do you kind of say, do we go off a script a little bit because we didn't know he would only have 90 pitches and 6 shutout innings, and now we got a decision to make?
Exactly. Talked about in my wrap, in the manager wrap today. I talked about in the show yesterday. It's like, so you want to be a manager? Sit down. Here we go. Here's your lesson in managing. Here's Freddie. Like you said, 90 pitches, pitching well, 6 shutout innings. You're going the third time through the order, which is always the hardest time to go through an order for a starting pitcher because, hey, it's a third time an all-star like Manny Machado gets to see you. Manny torches pitchers their third time through. Granted, Freddie's got good numbers in his career against Machado, but Freddie asked to go for his 7th inning in his last start on Tuesday, and that didn't go well. So it's like, well, Freddie, you wanted the ball on Tuesday. You don't want the ball. Like, that's how hard it is to be a manager. Now, at the same time, I think Rob Sestrosny was trying to pitch around Manny Machado, falling behind 3-0, and then Manny swings at a 3-0 pitch, saying, no, you're not going to pitch around me. And then he mis-executes on a 3-2 pitch. That pitch was supposed to be at his eyes, and then he misses it down the middle. See you later. The rest is history. But again, you can't win a game when he scores 0 runs. So we can get into the manager decision. You can't win a game when he scores 0 runs.
Yep.
And that's, I guess that's where, you know, Brewers fans get frustrated because you're like, man, like, there are just certain days when they look unstoppable, when the pitching is strong, which it has been for most of the year. The pitching's been strong. And then the bats issue.
Yeah, remember the first week of the season, a lot of folks were panicking about the pitching. Well, with all due respect to those guys, none of those guys are here anymore. You know, Elvin Rodriguez is in AAA. Tyler Alexander's on the White Sox now. Nestor Cortez is hurt. Aaron Civale quickly got hurt, and he's starting tonight. So when you think about the arms that the Brewers were throwing, Connor Thomas is hurt. It's just the list of guys that they weren't there now. Now you're kind of back into the fold of what you wanted to have and what you pictured having, and the pitching continues to carry this club.
There will be plenty of weeks to go before we have to think about trade deadline stuff, I know. But, well, that's what I was going to ask. There has been a new style lately. We've seen this happen where some GMs pull the trigger real early.
I tell you what, there's going to be a huge market for pitching. There's going to be a huge market for bats. And the Brewers kind of control the cards right now, given they have multiple expiring deals on the pitching staff. Guys like Aaron Civale, guys like Nestor Cortez. Granted, Nestor's hurt right now. Then you've got Rhys Hoskins on an expiring deal. This is going to come up over the next month and a half, so be prepared. It is going to be a really frustrating time to think about it because like I just said, the Brewers, I think, should be candidates for a wild card race. The Central might not be there because of how well the Cubs are playing, but it's coming sooner than you realize.
Dom, what other questions may get answered by the end of this 10-game homestand? Because looking at the Brewers' schedule, they haven't spent a lot of time at AmFam Field. And when you look at that 8-game winning streak, only 3 of those wins came at AmFam Field when they swept the Red Sox. So tonight, you have the first of a 3-game series against the Braves, and then you welcome the St. Louis Cardinals in town, the team that you only trail a game and a half behind and now in third place. So with this team, what will we learn about them by the end of this homestand in terms of how well they play at home? And B, how can they stay focused on this series and not look ahead to that Cardinals series this weekend?
The good news with the Braves is they are scuffling right now. You know, if you want to catch the Braves at a good time, right now is the time. You know, Chris Sale is going tonight, but their offense has been in shambles. They're on a long losing streak right now. Just got swept by the Giants. On the Cardinals front, they're one of the better teams in baseball this year, I think, to a lot of people's surprise in the National League. So with that series, again, if you're going to be in the wild card race, you got to take care of that series at home. And then, don't forget, on the back end of this homestand, you get the Cubs and the Twins. So at the end of this, what I'm calling 16-game stretch, we're 3 games into it right now, 13 to go. You're going to find out, are you going to be trade dealers or trade receivers coming up in July?
Brewers and Braves from AmFam Field. Dom Catroni will be there. Got an hour-long Brewers extra innings following the game. Following the victory, I'm going to say.
Let's do it. We're going to score more than one run,
yes.
I hope.
Thank you, Dom. Appreciate
you guys.